This Wednesday at the University of Minnesota Duluth, there will be a public forum on northeastern Minnesota's clean energy future. Jay Drake Hamilton is one of the speakers at the forum, and she joins us now by phone. Before we talk about Wednesday's forum, would you tell us a little bit about Fresh Energy?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Fresh Energy was formed 20 years ago to work in Minnesota to advance clean energy policy. So for all of Minnesota to get us cleaner power, cleaner transportation, in a way that's much better for environment, better air quality and better water quality, as well as economic improvement right here in Minnesota. So more jobs in Minnesota and more dollars kept in Minnesota's pockets.
The forum on Wednesday evening is called Northeastern Minnesota's Clean Energy Future.
Yeah, the idea of the forum is to give members of the public and customers of Minnesota Power an opportunity to interact with Al Rudick, who is vice president at Minnesota Power. He'll be talking about a new report that they've put out to look at near-term options for moving to cleaner energy for Minnesota Power all over northeast Minnesota, so from the North Shore on over to roughly Grand Rapids. And this is an interesting new development in Minnesota. Minnesota Power is the first power company to be required to take a look at moving beyond some of its oldest coal plants and moving to more economic solutions. So we're very delighted to have Minnesota Power at the forum. Bishop Tom Akin from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America will be speaking about what people of faith and what the ELCA Church are thinking about in terms of clean power and addressing climate change. We're very happy to be joined by Jill Doberstein from the American Lung Association's Duluth office, and she will be talking about some of the respiratory and health problems from burning coal and what we can do about that. And as well, we'll be joined by Mike LeBeau from Conservation Technologies in Duluth, who's worked all over Minnesota and in other parts of the country on conservation and efficiency solutions and renewable energy, and what he'll be talking about the prospects for those forms of clean energy. And I will be speaking about how this fits into plans around the state for cleaning up our power supply and developing more wind power, solar energy, and other renewable and efficient forms of energy right here in Minnesota in order to grow more jobs in Minnesota. Statewide, Minnesota gets about 60% of our power from burning coal. So we have a long way to go. As your listeners will be well aware, we don't have any coal native to Minnesota, so we need to pay big bucks to get and transport that coal from other states. And that burning that coal has been very harmful to human health and to mercury that's getting into our fish and our lakes and our kids. And so we're looking at alternatives that will allow us to make a steady transition to cleaner sources of energy, a broad diversity of cleaner sources of energy. And this happens to be the very first time that power companies around Minnesota are being required to take a look at moving that transition forward more rapidly. Minnesota has a history now for the last 15 years of making really good investments in conservation and efficiency and renewable energy, and they've helped jumpstart the transition that we're talking about. And now the next step is to look at some of the very old coal plants, some of which are around the state are 40, 50, 60 or more years old, and to look at whether it makes sense to modernize those plants so that they're controlling for the kinds of pollution like mercury that are increasingly a problem, or whether it makes more sense to replace those with more modern forms of energy like wind power, solar energy, energy efficiency, natural gas.
Jay Drake Hamilton is one of the featured speakers at a public forum, Northeastern Minnesota's Clean Energy Future, this Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. at UMD's Labovitz School of Business and Economics.
Yeah, we hope people will come out down to Duluth to UMD this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. because we think this is a rare opportunity to actually interact over a couple-hour period with your utility company and discuss ideas for modernizing our power system. So we think it'll be a great forum, and we invite all of the public.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, Mark.
For more information, go to fresh-energy.org and click on upcoming events or call J. Derek Hamilton at 651-726-7562.